Hey y'all, welcome to another episode of Jesse's Fireside Chats. There were some wild claims made in the debate about foreign policy. And so, buckle your seatbelts, this episode is called The Great Debate Part 6, Foreign Policy. Let's get started. First, Harris claimed that Trump sent love letters to Kim Jong-un. And this is ridiculous. Trump did meet with Kim Jong-un a couple times, but there were no love letters. That's just ridiculous. They were two leaders meeting and negotiating about North Korea nuclear disarmament, among other things. And I think it was good for Trump to meet with North Korea because it was the first time a president had done that, and North Korea likes to fearmonger about the U.S. trying to attack them and all that, so this provides a pretty good piece of evidence against that. Second, she did not say much about China. I don't think China came up too much in the debate, which is kind of sad because China poses a major threat because, like, first of all, they're trying to commit espionage not only through TikTok, but also by trying to buy up a bunch of land around military bases. And they're also, like, trying to set up dominance in a lot of other countries with things like the Belt and Road Initiative and different trade routes and stuff like that. They're trying to get economic dominance all over the world. And so that should be concerning. And then also, Harris did acknowledge that October 7th was a terror attack, but she did not acknowledge the fact that the reason why a lot of Palestinian civilians get killed is because Hamas uses places like schools, hospitals, and things like that as military headquarters and uses Palestinian civilians as human shields. She also did not acknowledge the fact that during the Trump administration, the Abraham Accords were causing peace to break out across the Middle East, and that during the Trump administration, as Trump pointed out, Iran did not have money to fund all the terrorist groups, and Iran is the main funder of terrorism in the Middle East. And the Harris administration and Biden administration, they've been giving a lot of money to Iran, and yeah, they claim that it's only for humanitarian purposes or whatnot, but like, the truth of the matter is, if you have a drug addict, and he shows no signs of wanting to quit, and you give him $200, and you say, you can only use this to help pay your rent, well, guess what he's gonna do? If he wants to buy more drugs, he's going to use $200 he would have used to pay his rent, that he already had, to buy more drugs, even if he uses your $200 to buy rent, or to pay rent, which you can't guarantee he will. So, it's just like with Iran. Even if they do abide by all the rules you give them with how they can use the money, they're still going to then be able to use other money they were going to use for food or whatever to fund terrorism. That's just the way it's going to go, because they want to fund terrorism, and they're like the major ones stirring the pot in the Middle East. So, she does not know what she's talking about. She also has claimed to be the last one in the room on the decisions with Afghanistan. Granted, I don't think we ever should have been involved in Iraq and Afghanistan. It was a huge waste of time and money, and I think we should have just used drones or whatever we had back then that was equivalent and just taken out the individual terrorists. I don't think we should have gotten involved in all this state building and whatnot. But she claims that she has no regrets about Afghanistan. She said that in the debate. And she claims she's the last person in the room on the decision to withdraw from there. And if we were going to be there, which we were there for 20 years, then we should have withdrawn in a more dignified way. And then she tried to blame Trump. But the truth of the matter is that even if everything she said was true, which is a very big if with somebody that lies through her teeth, but if that was the case, then I can't help but notice that between January 20th and August, 26th of 2021, whenever the withdrawal started, there were like 7 months there where they could have organized and made the evacuation more dignified. In 7 months, it's like more than half a year, you had time. Even if Trump had set some stuff in motion, which I don't know if that's the case or not, but even if he did, you had time. That's like, almost like the kid who has 3 weeks to do a science project, throws a bunch of crap together the night before, and then blames the science teacher because he got an F. Or blames somebody else for it, doesn't acknowledge that he's the one that procrastinated and then it was a crappy project, so he got a crappy grade. So that's the state of foreign policy right now. She made a comment about prosecuting transnational criminal gangs. I don't know if that's true or not. In general, the current administration has been helping our enemies a lot, and she claims that world leaders laugh at Trump, but the truth is that the world leaders whose opinions matter the most, because they're the ones who are trying to kill us, they're the ones laughing. She claimed that Putin would want to invade Ukraine under Trump, but the truth of the matter is Putin invaded Crimea under Obama, and he invaded Ukraine under Biden. He did not invade anything under Trump. So that was the claim she made right before that stinking Polish Americans for lunch comment or whatever. And so that's the things that stood out to me the most about foreign policy that came out of this debate. Plus, I did supplement with some of my own, like, facts and beliefs and stuff like that. But, you know, I've been doing that every episode, because otherwise we wouldn't have a lot of material to cover. So, plus, that's the reason I'm doing this series to begin with, is I'm providing you my insights and my opinions about the debate. I'm not just summarizing it. So, with all that out of the way, I hope you've enjoyed today's episode, and I hope you're enjoying this series so far. We have one more episode coming up, and you can find this podcast on Spotify, Amazon Music, and the RSS feed. I hope you will continue to come back for more of this content, because I'm really passionate about a lot of this stuff, and so I love doing this, and I hope that at least some of you love this as much as I do. So feel free to pass it along to anybody that might be interested, and feel free to check out the Facebook page for any announcements, and thank you so much for listening, and have a blessed day.